Bank of Carter, this is Patrick.
Yeah, I was on another line. Somebody called this number, my call, my number, and I was just returning their call, trying to be nice.
Okay, who's this that I'm speaking with, sir?
My name is Rick Clay. I'm in Texas.
Oh, Rick, how's it going? I actually just shot you an email.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure if you remember, we've been in contact about that capital you were looking to bring on. I just said I wanted to call and touch base, see if you ended up securing that capital.
No, they come up with some more protocols, and I just, you know, I didn't have to have it, and I wouldn't do it, you know.
Okay. Who else were you looking with since we last spoke? I think we spoke in the middle of last week.
This was BFS.
You went back to them again?
No, that was the one. That was the BFS. They just kept
with the 1.49?
And the only thing that I liked about sweeten the pot, if you're, you know, say like you borrowed $20,000 and you get out there and you've got it paid down to $8,000 or $10,000.
Right.
Make simple math, $10,000. You got it half paid off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'll forgive the interest on a renewal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For the remaining balance. And nobody else has offered that.
Well, we do that as well, actually. And I think I mentioned that to you. We also do prepayment discounts.
So, but that's where I'm at. And y'all are coming up with different protocols, and I guess I'm going to have to get away from y'all's kind of lending because I'm just not going to do some of the things they want to do. I mean, they wanted me to get a three-way call in my bank and give me full consent to let them ask my banker all kind of questions and me say it was okay. Well, I said, I don't need you as a partner. I don't get my bank to call you and see if I'm paying my advances.
Exactly.
I'm just bullshit. I just, you know.
Yeah.
And I didn't fabricate these damn statements.
Yeah.
I mean, I went to the bank and got the bank to call me, to copy them and send me an email. I forward the email. You can look at the email, see where it came from, the goddamn bank. I mean, it's not like I generated that thing myself. I mean, what more do I got to do to prove you that these things are true?
Yeah. that was all over some bank statements or what?
I don't know what they were going to ask. They wouldn't even tell me what questions they want to ask. I said, I'm not interested. I'm just going to have to get away from y'all's kind of lending. I guess y'all have been burnt so much, but, I mean, the proof in the pudding, I paid everybody, and if you can't, that's not enough. Hell, bad thing is, you don't want to pay you, I don't have to pay you either, because you ain't nothing you can do about it.
Yep, that's the other thing. No arm and leg,
I mean,
you got to give up.
So all the verification in the world don't help you. You just need to get paying customers.
Yeah.
Like my banker tells me, he says, I don't give a shit who you pay, as long as you pay me. That's what he tells me. So, but I don't have any. I'm not going to fight through all that. I looked at your email, but I need to look at it again and see what you require.
Yeah.
Some of these hoops I just ain't jumping through.
No, yeah, and, you know, I'm trying to make it so you don't have to jump through any of these hoops and get that all done for you. You know, and I'd love to at least see what we can do to help you out because, you know, it's worth a shot, especially with all the information you gave me about BFS from a few weeks back, too. But, after we spoke that last time, I did bring that up to my underwriter over here and asked him what is the absolute bare minimum that we can get, you know, this submitted with because I know your situation and, you know, whatnot. Literally, the bare minimum we'd need is just that application and just 4 months bank statements. No tax return, nothing like that. So, you know, and I know you're only looking for a few thousand. So, I mean, if you want to give that a shot, I can get you an answer pretty soon.
All right. Well, what are you going to want at the close? That's the problem. When they get down to the very goddamn end, I've signed the contracts.
Yeah.
Through all the, they come up with this other stuff. And that's where they lose me.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the stipulations at the end.
And every time, I mean, I've done this three times, told them to take it, throw it in the trash, don't ever call me again.
Yeah. I think you said you did it with Ken as well, right? Is that correct?
I mean, Ken's, you know, I mean, I've got them down to less than $8,000 on almost $35,000 note.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go back to Ken, they do a rewrite for me, I'm sure.
Yep.
But I hadn't gone back to Ken.
Yeah.
I got 10 months. And I'm 2 months ahead with it. It's supposed to be paid off in February, and I'm going to be paid off in December.
Right.
Some companies will stack and some won't.
Uh-huh.
BSF wouldn't stack. They wanted to pay it off. But at the end, here they come with all that crap. I said, I'm not interested.
Yep.
Find you some other mullet. So,
yep,
exactly.
But, I mean, you said you still have a few months left on that, but you're going to get that taken care of in December?
They send me a statement.
That's what you're on track for?
Got a scale, and the scale is doing. It's supposed to have been a 14-month deal, and it's going to do in 12, is what they're telling me.
Nice. So, and do you get any, like, discount or, you know, reward for, you know, the early payoff for that?
Do anything. Business just was a little better than they anticipate.
Ah, so man.
More credit card volume than they thought there was going to be. And so, no big deal. I mean, and I can show you 10 statements.
Yeah, yeah.
They get their money every month, about $4,000 a month. Just bam, mm-hmm. bam, 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 bam. So, you know. So.
Well, I mean, yeah, since you're still current on that and still have a few more time left on that, if you wouldn't mind, you know, we can go with one of the statements just so we can get the remaining on it and see the payment schedule that you're on track to get that done early, since you do have that still current. But yeah, that's the only other thing I can think of later on down the road, along with just, you know, signing documents, which you're familiar with the process, so you know about, you know, just about all this.
Yeah, Brian. Yeah. Okay, I'll get a chance, I'll take a look at it, and holler.
So, I mean, yeah, I know there was a lot of concerns, and you just said you wouldn't have any problem showing the statements that you're, you know, current. So, you know, if you want to move forward, see what we can do for you, we can just go on the app, 4 months bank statements, and then just that letter showing your current and, you know, how much you have remaining with BFS, is that correct? Or no, it's CAN, right? CAN's the one you're still on that.
What they made me do, too, is call CAN, get a payoff.
Mm-hmm.
And, they email me the payoff and all that kind of stuff, and then I forward it to them.
Yeah.
And then I just sign the docs to tell them it's all right for them to pay them off and all that crap. But, you know, uh-huh. I never done that before either.
Okay.
You know,
right.
So.
Yeah, I know you had a lot of concerns with BFS the first time we originally talked. That's the only time you end up applying with them, correct, when they give you that 1.49?
No, they went down. They did go way down. They went down to the 131.
Oh, so they end up reopening that?
1.49, that was that. That dog wasn't going to hunt, so you just get it. Find somebody else play with that, you know. And so they went to 131.
131? Still didn't like that?
Mm-hmm.
Did they end up sticking with the daily and everything, too?
Daily and the whole 9 yards, yeah. They went daily ACH, and, you know, I do roughly $20,000 a month in credit cards, so it's not like I can't pay it. Probably another $20,000-$25,000 in cash deposits. I don't deposit all the cash, so.
Mm-hmm.
So. I'll call back at you.
You want me to shoot you over another copy?
Can if you want. Yeah.
Actually, I just did actually in that last email. So yeah, just check your inbox. I think I just shot you over. Like, hey man, you know, how's it going?
Okay, bud.
I sent one of those apps. So if you want to go ahead and take a look at that.
Okay. Thanks.
All right. Yep. Have a good day, Rick.
Bye.